Tonight, we are talking about the best values from one of the most value-oriented wine countries in the world, Chile.
Wine columnist for the Washington Examiner, Scott Greenberg, joins us now live in studio for our Wine of the Week. Good evening to you.
Hello, Brennan.
What do you have for, first of all, Chardonnay lovers tonight?
You know, a friend of mine once told me, he said, you know, it's really easy finding good wines that are expensive. The trick is finding good wines that are not expensive. But I think we have a bunch of really good wines coming out of Chile now. And in point, this Chardonnay, the 2011 Casino Macul Antiguas Reservas Chardonnay. This is just beautiful. It's a nice break from those overly oaked Chardonnays that we're used to. It's lovely, bright scents of apple, pear, banana, repeated on the palate where they're joined in by flavors of a little green melon, a little tropical fruit in there. And then the finish is just crisp and light with just a touch of that, you know, toasty butter notes that you usually get from the oak treatment. $12.
Wow, can't beat that.
Wow, indeed. It's good.
What about a nice Pinot Noir from Chile?
Well, you know, I normally think of Pinot Noir like France or Oregon, but I got to tell you, Chile's doing some pretty cool stuff with Pinot Noir. 2011 Ventiscuero Pinot Noir. This is from the Casablanca Valley. It's got a fragrant bouquet of dark cherry, dark strawberry, and then you get these really pretty, elegant flavors of black cherry, a little dark plum in there, baking spices. I like baking spices in my Pinot Noir. And then subtle notes of vanilla really kind of lift the entire flavor profile on the palate. And then the nice, clean finish, soft tannin, solid acidity, $13 for a nice Pinot Noir. That's special.
And you've got a Cab Sauvignon, a 2010 that you think people should try.
Yep, the 2010 Los Vascos Cabernet Sauvignon Grande Reserve. Now, this is from the Colchagua Valley, and it's just remarkably smooth and elegant. I mean, this is a beautiful wine. Now, the flavors lean a little bit towards the blackberry end of the spectrum, and then you get notes of dark plum, a little cassis and supporting rolls, hints of cedar, tobacco blend in on the pleasant finish. There's a lot going on in this wine, and it's got enough depth and character for wines two or three times the price. Again, $14.
How come the wines in Chile, how come they can produce such nice wines so affordably?
You know, that's great. I think it's a great question. I think, in my opinion, it's just because the land costs and the labor costs, and they're really trying to penetrate the market. We have seen prices actually climb from Chile as the quality continues to increase, but these are really still good values.
Now, for someone who might want to spend a little bit more than that or who has been saving up for a special occasion to splurge, what do you have?
Okay, and by splurge, I mean we're really going to go off the deep end here for $25.
Oh, my. Stop.
$25. Yeah. We're going to go with the 2008 Oveja Negra Lost Barrel. This is a Syrah-based wine made from a collection of barrel selections from the best hand-harvested fruit from this estate, rich and powerful in the mouth. Jammy black fruit, mint. It's like smelling one of those thin mint cookies.
Really?
It's kind of the nose that you get in this. Flavors of black cherry, black plum, creme de cassis. Oh, beautiful wine. Prominent notes of vanilla. A little bit more mint on that elegant finish. Again, $25. Just a beautiful wine.
Well, all right.
That's good because I ate six of those cookies last night, so I'm ready.
Thank you, Scott.